Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On this Worldwide Friday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. David Knight is going to take over for most of the third hour to do an in-depth breakdown on the NSA grid tied into the TSA and how they're using it to persecute libertarians, constitutionalists, conservatives, and constitutional peace officers. And we had a big break in the investigation yesterday. He interviewed Richard Mack and the local police chief in New Mexico that was under the county. Some states have that. New Mexico is one of them. A lot of areas, it's backwards, where the police chief of a major city will be over the county. But the feds came in and basically had him removed because he signed a pledge to uphold the Constitution. What do you think your oath of office is? I mean, 10 years ago, this would be a huge story. Nowadays, it's, that's just how the tyranny works. So he's going to be in here airing those exclusive interviews. One of them didn't air last night because they got the interview late. But they're going to have those two interviews with both those gentlemen taped. But then David Knight traffic copying that and breaking it all down and more in the third hour today. I'll obviously be here in the first and second hour. Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief is going to join us to break down the geopolitical banking meltdown, the Al-Qaeda terror threat against the Olympics, what's happening at the Super Bowl, the entire police state that is unfolding, and just a whole host of other issues with Joel Skousen, always informative, joining us in the second hour. We are just completely jam-packed with news. I mean, that's par for the course, but today is just really crazy with how much of it there is. I'm going to try my best to come back from break and kick off the transmission really officially when a lot of stations join us and go over what's happening. But very interesting article that I saw up on DrudgeReport.com that I'm going to have cloned over at Infowars.com just for posterity in case they take it down, because sometimes Politico does. Politico, dear Americans, I saw you naked, and yes, we were laughing, confessions of an ex-TSA agent. We broke all this 4 years ago in 2010. We told you all of it. We told you they were lying, that they were saving the images. We talked to TSA people on and off record. We showed the video of them looking at your naked body, shot by patriots through the security windows into areas where they even had jokes up on screen about pedo bear, a pedo bear graphic. Pedo bear is like a TSA agent, a little bear, about how they're teaching the kids how to be pedophiles. And that photo and video of that through their screening area has been confirmed. Now, was that TSA agents pointing out what they're doing is wrong? Because in this article, it has them saying, most TSA officers I talked to told me they felt the agency's day-to-day operations represented an abuse of public trust and funds. See, they know. In fact, most of them, even though I attacked the TSA, it's the system and the Congress and the president, they almost always ask for my autograph and just, you know, wave me through. But then it'll be some manager comes over who's a thug and gets in my face. And they've had countless cases of Hollywood stars where they come over with the printout in England and here, the same systems, and say, can I have you sign the naked printout of yourself? Or these men, sometimes it was a case in Texas they settled. It was a really good-looking woman. They said, man, you're really hot. And made her take her top off down to the bra, and they actually asked her out for dates. Because, you know, some guys think if they have the authority, that's their right to then basically push it on a woman. I mean, this stuff really happens. And, you know, it's getting crazier and crazier where they're patting down Alec Baldwin's, you know, baby daughter, five-month-old daughter. That's all coming up. House leaders sell immigration blueprint. Zuckerberg, who says his users are dumb effers, said anybody who is against open borders is shocking extremist, and they're going to use Facebook to try to organize all the illegals and everybody else to break the back of the country. That's all coming up. Sick kids denied care due to Obamacare. It's all coming up. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide, also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all the metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Authoritarianism looks like. We know what an autocratic, oppressive, unfair system where the elite are exempt from the laws and the people are enslaved by them. We know what it looks like. And a very high-tech, disgusting form of it is being established right now. It's so incredibly cynical. You know, when George W. Bush was doing unconstitutional things and was violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution and launching illegal wars, I was a staunch critic. And I was attacked by the establishment right wing, and I was attacked by the establishment left wing. Because the establishment left was not actually really against those wars. And they helped to continue them. And now that we've seen 6+ years of Obama, and the nightmare's been, I don't know, 3 times worse than Bush on most fronts, 10 times on others. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It's so insane. I'm totally shocked. And then I see Democratic Party run and controlled groups out there that make jokes about everything we talk about. You know who the usual suspects are. Raw Story, Media Matters, Huffington Post, Salon, and they sit there knowing that we're telling the truth, knowing that we're in a societal crisis, but lying to their readers and viewers, going, ha ha, look at Alex Jones, look at Rand Paul, look at Ted Cruz. They're discredited. They're insane. No one listens to them. Everyone's laughing at them. There is no tyranny. Obamacare is wonderful. The wars are wonderful. Funding Al-Qaeda is wonderful. Crushing Assad is wonderful. And I sit there and I look at it and I know that they know that's all a lie. And they're just trying to create a con artist facade that everything's okay. Well, not everything's not okay for you guys. All of your readership and trust levels are plunging. Look at MSNBC, CNN, literally imploded. Libertarianism worldwide is taking over. The fact that the state is nothing but a corrupt tool of corrupt institutions, both private and corporate and public, is a fact. The truth is, we're rising, you're falling. And NBC, MSNBC are sinking to the bottom of who the public trust. That's the facts. I'm not in a war with you people. You are very sad, Benedict Arnold. You are very sad, trendies that try to come up with the best lies and disinformation so that George Soros and people will throw you a bone. I mean, you could put a gun to my head and say lie for the establishment, and I would say go to hell. And it's because I'm free, and I'm honorable, and I'm real. And it just freaks me out that out of all the news I'm going to cover here in a moment, it's incredible. I read what was in the multi-thousand-page Obamacare legislation because senators and others put out cheat sheets of what subsections to go to, and I read hundreds of pages every week or so when different versions came out of the 3,000 pages. I scanned over the 13,000 pages, first 10,000, and 3,000 more of addendums and changes. And basically, it was a blank check to do whatever they want. Share all your data, NSA the medical records, federalize it, give it to all these corporate interests, kick people off their existing plans, kick people off that have pre-existing conditions, not cover children, lower the quality of care, double, triple, quadruple prices, shut down small health care divisions and providers, small insurance companies and HMOs, small clinic chains that help the poor. I come from a family of physicians and healthcare management. I mean, I know about this stuff. And I had doctors on. I had researchers on. The insurance companies bragged that they wrote it. They lobbied to get it passed. The Republican leadership helped write it. And I said, this is a bipartisan screw job, and it's really going to hurt people. And they said, you're a liar. There's no death panels. You're a liar. It'll cut it in half. You're a liar. You can keep your doctor. And I just sit there, and they're still defending it, saying we're discredited and Ted Cruz is discredited. And they're literally just catering to the most mindless trendies out there. And that hurts me, that my fellow countrymen could be such evil mercenaries. I don't even hate these people. I'm very, very sad for them because their future is going to be sold out as well. I want prosperity. And I know about British health care. I know about UK health care. I know about European health care. I have crew members that live in Europe and in England. I know when you go in with a cold or the flu, they just give you a pack of aspirin and wipes like they do in the military. I know how government treats foster children and military and anybody under their control like absolute trash while telling them how much they love them. How they treat police and others that are in the deadly dust of 9/11. How they treat sailors that are in the radiation off Fukushima, won't even give them potassium iodate or potassium iodine at the time. But the officers were taking it on the Ronald Reagan. And I just see this anti-human, anti-liberty, anti-liberal movement. I mean, I'm a liberal. Thomas Jefferson style. Private property, local control, guns. Do what you want as long as you don't hurt somebody else. That's liberal. I'm liberal, folks. But that doesn't mean that I have to accept your lifestyle. You know, if you like guys and that's your issue, I'm not sitting here going after you, attacking you. Just don't try to push it on my children. That's what Vladimir Putin said. And they go, oh, my God, he's a Nazi. He's a blah, blah, blah. This is what we're talking about. We're being dominated. Our liberalness, America's true liberalism, has been taken by fascist control freaks, turned around to where the governor of New York says, if you are pro-life or own guns, you're not welcome in New York. What a fascist statement. Get out of the state. I thought you're for equality. I thought you're for live and let live. I thought you're for diversity. I thought you're for tolerance. No, it's the opposite. And until we realize that these are actual, seditious, evil people taking over, we have no hope. I mean, they really are bad. They really do want to run our lives. They really are like that bad neighbor control freak. They really are that neighbor that calls the cops on you because your kids are screaming, shooting water guns at each other. Or because, what's the town passing an ordinance where you can't be over 50 decibels? I guess that's like regular talking level. And then you're arrested if you talk in a voice about this loud. What was the town? I forgot. I never covered that last week. I saw the article. This is the type of control freak society that we live under. And so before I hit all the news, and we joined Ja'Kari Jackson from New York. He's across from New Jersey talking to the morons in Times Square about the Super Bowl 48. I'm going to have a special report tonight on the nightly news about that. And then I'm going to be live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., covering it all with the Sunday transmission. This is an article up on Infowars.com. Sick kids denied specialty care due to Obamacare in Washington. In Washington State, some sick kids have been denied specialty care due to Obamacare. As we told you, it restricts a whole bunch of procedures. A local news outlet reports. That's King Washington. Administrators at Seattle's Children's today said that they predicted this would happen, and it's even worse than they expected, said the local news anchor. Parents being denied specialty treatment at the hospital by insurance providers on the Washington Health Benefit Exchange. Children's filed requests on behalf of 125 of their parents, and it just goes on. And this is stuff, they've got to have these procedures or they'll die. Folks, I watch C-SPAN, and they have prime minister's questions under Gordon Brown, and then before him, it was... And one of those moments, who's the guy with the demon eyes? Tony Blair. And they would get up there and say, you got to have the brain surgery in 1 month, but you make them wait 18, they're dying. Yes, it's unacceptable, we're sorry, but it continues. This is the plan. This is the plan, and it's like they're denying kids care, they're kicking people off the coverage, they're getting ready to euthanize old people. And then they have the cover of Newsweek saying, yeah, it's the case for killing Granny. And they just laugh at us and go, yes, we're liberal. Give us another peace prize. And it's all done so these big mega banks can reap trillions in profits that own the insurance companies. And then all these so-called liberal groups that say they have the moral high ground. It's all this game where they tell you they have the moral high ground, and then you respond to them and go, I promise I'm not racist because I don't want Obamacare. It's a really bad bill. And they go, sure, racist. I mean, these are really evil people. And you have to come to grips with that. And they're not going to address little kids not getting health care now. And then it's getting rid of the free health care that was always there for the poor. Charity care is being gotten rid of under this. This is the dream of big insurance companies. Now, let's go to this clip of another great accomplishment of the fascist, criminal, kleptocratic cult that is the Democratic Party with the Republican leadership that is basically the same group. Here it is.
Children filed requests on behalf of 125 of their patients. Of those, they say they got only 20 responses, 8 of which were denials. Dr. Sandy Meltzer said all this comes after reassurances that certain unique specialty cases would still be covered.
Well, some of the patients who were denied are ones who clearly would fall into that unique category. A 2-year-old with a new significant neck mass that was being evaluated for infection or malignancy. An older child with a chronic of severe medical condition requiring multidisciplinary care here. A baby that had a skull abnormality.
Children's went ahead and treated those cases anyway, but Dr. Meltzer said they can't afford to keep doing it that way. A spokesman for...
Yeah, so what's happening is the doctors in the hospitals are still doing the treatments under the Hippocratic Oath, which they officially got rid of 25 years ago worldwide. But it's going to bankrupt healthcare. And that's the plan, as the architect of it, Ezekiel Emanuel, said on Fox. Well, of course we're going to bankrupt it. But it's going to be socialist fascist, but the profit's going to go to banks. So you're going to pay a lot more for nothing. you people don't care. You Democrats don't care. As long as you feel like you're on a winning team, you're on like a bandwagon, like idiot sports fans. You're the same type of people. So good job. Good job.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You look like an angel,
like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got one.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh yes you are, the devil in disguise.
Got the new cover of the new February magazine that just came in today and is on sale in bulk at cost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And it is a riot police officer with my face on him with a halo over his head, but the shadow is of a devil. And you learn what this cover that I came up with, Molly Rogers actually created it, great graphics person. You learn what it means inside. It means we're all angels and devils inside. We can be an angel, we can be a devil. Same thing with the police. They are a reflection of society and of the governing class. And we the people have to take the police back by taking back our communities and by humanizing them so that they will humanize us and so that they become aware of the federalization and the globalization and how they're being turned against the population. It is essential that we engage the military and police. Now, the military is almost completely awake. The police, on average, are more awake than even the general public. So the police are one of our greatest hopes and also one of our greatest dangers. That's always the way it is in history. Whatever is the hope is also the danger. And so it is essential that we understand that the move to demonize police that become constitutionalists or oath keepers is because the system is desperate. But they've already backed off claiming they were going to fire that police chief. So now they're going to reprimand him, but now they're investigating because of the huge backlash that he signed an oath to uphold the Constitution at a meeting with Richard Mack, a famous sheriff who's won at the Supreme Court and defeated the Brady Bill. A police chief is all these police chiefs can go stand on stage with Obama and call for banning guns. So police chiefs can't say they're going to uphold the Constitution? You swore an oath to it. But they're already backing off. And we've got that police chief coming on with David Knight in the third hour along with Richard Mack today. The police chief from out in New Mexico. But he got pulled by TSA and then by someone calling himself a Fed who wouldn't even identify himself, saying, where are you going? What are you doing? They had it in the database, folks, with data mining, with the NSA. This is admitted with the TSA. They had it in the data mine that he was going to that meeting. A big public meeting in Las Vegas. See, they don't want us to act official and big. They want us to wear camo and hide in the woods like we've done something wrong and have code words so the feds can infiltrate our movements and set us up. No, we wear suits and ties. We're taking America back. We're the good guys. Statistically, libertarian conservatives have the lowest crime rate, highest level of being middle class, highest level of charity, highest level of heroism, of saving people. Go look at the crime statistics. We're the good guys. We're the good guys. Okay? Go look at the crime statistics. We are. We're the good guys. We're the good guys. Conservative, libertarian Americans. We're the good guys. We're where Audie Murphy came from. The whole nine yards, ladies and gentlemen. John Wayne, True Grit. That's who we are. We don't like screwing people over. We don't like cheating people. We're honorable. And all you corrupt people call us chumps. No, you're the chumps. We don't want to live in a country overrun with corruption. We want our kids to be safe. We want to be treated like we're going to treat others. All right, I'm starting to rant here. The point is, that's coming up. But speaking of TSA, we broke this with Drudge back in 2010 when Drudge would carry our articles every 3 or 4 days showing the naked body scanner images leaking, showing the TSA admitting that they were keeping the images, showing them grope people when they said they weren't. And then here it is, Politico. If you guys will punch this up, punch up the Politico article so I can show viewers and scroll through it. The naked body scanning shows the genitals, the breast, everything. And then they, dear Americans, I saw you naked. And yes, we are laughing. Confessions of an ex-TSA agent. Remember when they said, oh, we can't see you naked, or then we don't save the images? It's all bull. We and others were able to go up to the glass, put our cameras up to the glass, zoom in on them, looking at people naked. Next to, we got to find that photo from the screenshot of them looking at a pedo bear deal in the control room, like making a joke about it, about, hey, kids, learn about pedo bear. That's what they have on their screens. It's all a joke to them. Now, the lower level ones, though, not the ones behind the glass, they said most TSA officers, you're not sworn folks. I talked to, told me they felt the agency's day-to-day operations represented an abuse of public trust and funds. You see that? Of course, the majority of them don't like doing this. Well, they have one of the highest turnovers. It's like a 35% turnover a year. The only thing higher is CPS at 52%. Because most social workers get into it for a good reason. They find out it's a scam and get out. The problem is then you just get a bucket of scum that's left. We'll be right back with Jakari Jackson from Times Square and Super Bowl 48. He's got some big news and a lot more on the economy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This hour is brought to you by the best affordable food company out there, bar none, mypatriotsupply.com/Alex. To find the specials and great deals, delicious and easy to prepare, put together with GMO-free crops, storable for 25 years. The globalists are counting on you to be dependent on them. It's time for us to be dependent on ourselves and as self-sufficient as possible. Squirrels hide nuts. Ants hide food for the winter. This stuff lasts 25 years. It's what I've chosen for my family. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, ladies and gentlemen. And lastly, before we go to Jakari Jackson, an update on the Hunger Games, the gladiatorial Roman events, the arena battles going on here in the imploding empire. I mean, Super Bowl 48 between the donkeys and the flying rats. That's the teams, right? The donkeys and the flying rats, or is it the dead horses or the stud of the devil? And the flying wombats. I don't know. We're going to be talking to Jakari Jackson, who's been in Times Square. A bunch of reports they're filing live directly to PrisonPlanet.tv, reports to YouTube, to InfoWars.com, to PrisonPlanet.com. to the nightly news. This Sunday I'll be live 4 to 6 p.m. But we're going to have him on for about 10 minutes. I'm going to get back into all the really important news. Then Joel Skousen is joining us because the economy, stock markets are going down big time worldwide, especially in Europe. And it's all on currency devaluations. That's what's happening. Turkey's in a lot of trouble right now, and that affects the rest of Europe and us here. A lot of big economic news. The latest on trying to completely get rid of national sovereignty and complete the journey into the North American Union. That's coming up. But please don't forget, we have developed with Dr. Group and nutritionist and pharmacist and others three of the most powerful supplements out there. The truly nascent proprietary Survival Shield iodine that we've got more in supply of that is unlike any other iodine out there and does amazing things for my body, I know. Just take the challenge, regardless you're supporting the broadcast, and then you'll learn why there's so much listener-generated enthusiasm, not even hype, because it simply is that amazing. And then you've got Fluoride Shield. It's really the best deal we've got. It's got the nascent iodine in it, but it's double the size in the container and has five other key ingredients in it. They're known to detoxify the body and protect the body from fluoride and so much more. And then Super Male Vitality, that we're going to come out with a female version with it just tweaked a little bit. But quite frankly, that's a gimmick, and I'm not going to lie to you. We find the Super Male Vitality works on women even better in Dr. Grib's practice. And so this is a new souped-up formulae, and it just blows away the competition. InfoWarsLife.com, good for men or women. Consult your physician if you have any medical issues, but believe me, it'd be so easy for other people to put out high-quality supplements. They're just too cheap and don't care and have an instinct to not provide good stuff. I mean, I'm not knocking competition. I can't believe now that I've really researched this for years and now that I manufacture and source the products and look around how hard it is to get quality products and how other people are just full of crud with what they're selling. This stuff's the real deal. InfoWarsLife.com. And you can call and ask any questions or order via the phone, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And don't forget, your purchases of the books, the videos, Strategic Relocation, the book and the film, all my other documentaries, just the Great Patriot, Molon Labe, Come and Take It t-shirts, all of it. It supports the broadcast and then gives you tools to inform yourself to a higher level and inform those that are around you. So the fight is now, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplement area on InfoWarsStore.com, but both take you to the same place, just like MadeIn1776.com takes you to our exclusively Made in America apparel. Some of the other shirts we have are made like in Mexico and places like that, and they're about half the price, too. But you want Made in America? I know I do. And they're higher quality, too, so MadeIn1776.com. The George Washington bronze and nickeled belt buckles, Made in America flags. Everybody compliments the shirt I wear all the time when I'm out and about, and that's the golf shirt that's Made in America. The golf shirt that's Made in America that's black and says Made in 1776, the logo. If you go back to the page, you can click it, and it's right there. That golf shirt, when I wear it, gets compliments walking down the street. It is the best looking. I looked at over 100 golf shirts we had shipped in here in Made in America companies. And I like this the best, and everybody else likes it the best. And that's our first golf shirt right there. That'd be like $80 in most stores. You know why? Because the shirt cost me like $20. So it's $49.95, and you end up really supporting the broadcast with that super high-quality golf shirt. Okay, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That supports the transmission. So we can send Jakari Jackson to the West Coast to get the radiation readings 10 times normal. And confirm that others got them at 14 times normal and radioactive fish. So we can send Jakari Jackson to the Super Bowl with Josh Owens. We can send Josh Owens and Anthony Gucciardi and Weldon Henson to the NSA to draw attention to that and make national news that they don't like us outside their building pointing cameras at them while they illegally surveil us. I will hire even more great reporters, and I will have reporters somewhere everywhere. You know, every week we'll go somewhere if we have the funds. We don't have the funds right now, but we're getting there. So thank you all for your support. That's why it's so essential to also support our local AM and FM affiliates to become sponsors, to spread the word about those broadcasts, or to support the local sponsors and let them know why you're supporting them. I mean, we're in a war here. If you hear us on an AM or FM over 160 around the country, you got to stop on the side of the street. You got to go into business and tell people, tune into this show. That's how we're reaching people. And despite a media blackout over the years, we've risen from obscurity to very high profile, which is extremely dangerous, but I'm going to go for it all, folks. I'm not looking for treasure. I'm not looking for money. I'm looking for freedom. I would give my life right now to bring down the New World Order. I want to be clear about that. It's not even a question. If I had to hit a button that would defeat the New World Order but kill me at the same time, I would hit that button instantly, as fast as I could. I wouldn't sit there and wait 1 second. Boom, I'd hit that button. Because I want a future for our children. Now, I don't want to die at the same time. And I'm not planning anything violent because I don't believe that's the most effective thing to do. I know it's not. It's not a cop-out. It's info war. They want us to get violent. We're winning the hearts and minds right now. Now, Jakari Jackson is there in Times Square. Jakari, first off, what have you experienced in New Jersey last night? You're going back there today. You're going to be at the Super Bowl covering it live. You're going to be inside, so after you can cover it, give us your take on the radio on Monday. I'm going to be on Sunday, 4 to 6. But tell me about all the experiences you've had so far, the great video reports you've been filing to PrisonPlanet.tv that are up on InfoWars right now, where you got pretty fired up last night, and some of the questions you're going to be out there asking coming up. Jakari Jackson from New York City.
Hey, Alex, we're out here exposing the police state and the distraction that is the Super Bowl. And you're talking about I got fired up last night. I blew up my voice 2 minutes into my first report. I came out here and pulled an Alamo. But we continued on. We're out here trying to talk to the people, wake some people up. We talked to people about a very important topic. We'll talk about the police state here in a second, Alex. But we just, a moment ago, shot a man on the street talking about a very important topic, that being global warming. As you can see, Alex, maybe you can't see on the iPhone, but it's snowing out here.
Yeah, pan around. Have Josh pan around.
Yeah, give him a little look there, Josh. So it's snowing out here in New York. You see all these people in their hats and scarves. And we've heard about the icebreakers getting stuck in ice. Art Acevedo, the Austin police chief, is warning people not to drive in the city of Austin because of black ice on the road. But thank you, sir. A viewer just walked by. But they're saying that you need to pay your carbon taxes. So I want everybody out there to pay your carbon taxes to Al Gore, because I'm here in my scarf and my Under Armour, and Josh has on some Under Armour as well. So pay your carbon taxes to Al Gore. Now, let's talk about the police state. There's a huge, huge police presence out here. We've seen guys walking around with canines. We've seen the temporary viewing devices, all the screens and stuff, their helicopters flying above. I don't know if we can see any right now, but there's a huge police presence right here in Times Square, and we're out here in Times Square because they won't allow people to congregate outside of the Super Bowl. They don't want you to be out there because the FDA has to build another giant shrine to themselves out there. So the fans are out here, but when we get to the Super Bowl, Alex, that's when the real tyranny is going to come in, because we're out here in New York. And there's a lot of talk about stop and frisk, people being stopped and frisked and pretty much molested here on the streets in New York. But if you go to New Jersey, you will willfully submit to being stopped and frisked. When you go into the Super Bowl, you're going to be patted down. You're going to have to bring all your personal effects in a clear baggie. And I think it's to the point where you might as well just opt in, rather, for a proctology exam, because that's what it's going to take to keep this country safe.
Well, that's right, being sarcastic there. You actually ran into people that would accept a proctology exam or a cavity search for their safety last night. That video's up on InfoWars.com. And I know they have stop and frisk violating the Fourth Amendment 400,000 times a year in New York. Have you been stopped and frisked yet? Because I know they're reporting in Georgia. There's a new video out where the police actually now pull people's pants down randomly and are doing that. Have you seen any of that there, Jakari?
No, I have not personally been stopped and frisked. The police are in pretty good behavior out here. We encountered a police officer who was a viewer. We didn't have a chance to speak to him. We just said, hey, guys, and he walked on about his business. So the police are out here. I'll give them that much, that they're pretty good, at least today. I don't know how they are in other areas. And I don't believe it's the Times Square area where most of these stop and frisks take place. They're kind of out in the other boroughs. So, you know, I haven't been stopped and frisked, and hopefully I won't, but I definitely will be TSA-style molested when I go to the Super Bowl.
How about flying up to New York and New Jersey? Where'd you fly into? I forget.
I believe it was Newark. Josh, it was Newark. Yeah, we flew into to Newark.
Newark
Airport.
Liberty?
Yes. And then we came down here. We moved to our hotel, which is just a few miles from the Super Bowl. And now we're out here in Times Square, about 30 minutes from our hotel.
All right. Now, expanding on that, what happened with the security when you flew in? What'd they do?
Well, when we came in, you know, of course, we opted out when we were at the airport. We got patted down. Another lady who was awake and quite frankly aware of what was going on in the police state of our country, she opted out as well. I was very encouraged that she did that. I didn't have time to interview her because we had to get on the plane. So now we're out here. We went to the stadium, the MetLife Stadium. When we approached the security guard, we asked him where the tailgate was. He said, man, there's no tailgate out here. Like, you know, what's wrong? Even pretty much to the extent, like, what's wrong with you? Why would you ask where the tailgate is? You can't have a tailgate. You can't have people congregating because it's not safe. I'm like, well, bro, it's the Super Bowl. Everybody congregates. They don't do that anymore.
No, you can't do that in America. Land of the free, home of the brave is so afraid of Al-Qaeda that the government publicly funds and the Muslim Brotherhood who gets to go through TSA without screening. I mean, exactly, we're so scared no one can congregate. No, they're getting ready for a controlled implosion and a controlled depression, and they're banning free assembly and free speech, and that's what's going on is the authoritarian clampdown over America.
Hey, that's exactly right, Alex. That's exactly right. And so we're out here. We're going to do some more reports. We're going to talk to people, see how awake these people are, see how distracted they are by the Super Bowl. You know, will you willfully submit to being patted down? I mean, you're paying thousands of dollars. You're paying for plane tickets, hotel tickets. The tickets to the Super Bowl themselves, even the nosebleed seats, are around $1,700. So you're going to pay all this money to sit in the cold and be molested and have your Fourth Amendment violated.
You know, I heard they almost moved it to another week because of the Arctic blast, because of global
cooling.
Yeah,
that's another reason, Alex. I'm blaming you on this because I know you don't pay your carbon credits. They have so much snow at the Super Bowl. There are guys right now digging out the Super Bowl. There's so much snow in there. So they're digging out the stadium.
Well,
but if everybody pays their carbon taxes, Al Gore,
He teaches kids penguins can't swim and neither can polar bears, and that the northern ice cap completely melted. Of course, it's record thick right now, Jakari, but that doesn't matter because Al Gore controls reality, and Obamacare is kicking poor kids off their coverage now, but it doesn't matter. The Democrats aren't going to apologize because they have the moral high ground, Jakari.
That's exactly right, and also Obama said that if you live in Africa, you should not have air conditioning.
Or a car, or ever have any appliances.
Exactly right, Alex.
Because, I mean, he's got to have, you know, millions of dollars a day on vacation and jumbo jets and red carpets. But people in Africa, got Americans have to learn how to be poor. Jakari, we got to pay our carbon taxes.
I lost you there.
Well, no, I mean, I just think it's really bad that you don't want to pay Al Gore carbon taxes to save the polar bears that are five times their number they were in the 50s.
Well, you know, Alex, we encountered some wicked thought criminals who actually use cognitive functions here, and they said, I'm asking these questions about the carbon credits and the carbon tax, and they say, sir, well, if we have record low temperatures and icebreakers are being stopped in ice and police chiefs are telling people not to drive in Austin, Texas because there's so much ice on the ground, I don't think that's cause for global warming. I don't think that's proof of global warming. So we quickly distance ourselves from those thought criminals. Now we're out here to talk to more people about more important issues like the Super Bowl.
Well, that's right, Jakari. Now, getting serious here for a moment, tell me what you're planning to do, because I think you should go out and, you know, bring up the fact to people that, hey, did you know that the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood is allowed to go through TSA screening? Did you know our government's funding Al-Qaeda in Syria? Well, then why do we have to take our rights away? I think you should go and get a lot of their zombie comments and have, you know, one video about the NFL zombies on the loose. I think you should go out and... You know, also discuss, I mean, what are some of the ideas that you've got to cover? Obviously, you're going to look at the fake security. They've got snipers. They're saying they plan for attacks on mass transit, seen as top Super Bowl security risk. I would go talk to people getting on the subway, you know, ask them, are they afraid because they've been told it's a big risk? Or do they understand this is all about a climate of fear so the power structure can take over?
Yeah, we'll try to get those done. But we'll talk about, be serious here for a moment. We'll talk to people about a very serious issue. That's being human trafficking and the prostitution that surrounds the Super Bowl. We were watching TV last night, the local news, and it wasn't too far from here. They busted a prostitution ring. So we'll go out to that location, film there, and ask people, or at least do a good report.
Well, that must have been one. That must have been one that wasn't paying its cut. You know, my big issue is just the underage prostitution. That's really bad. But Akron didn't get in trouble for trying to run deals doing that. Remember?
That's exactly right. James O'Keefe of Project Veritas went and talked to Project Acorn. He said, "Yeah, I'm bringing child prostitutes." I believe he said he's even bringing them from out the country. And the ladies responded, "That's fine. Just make sure they go to school." And it's that kind of mentality, Alex. It's so. Well, you know, it sucks for them. That's just the way it is.
But they have the moral high ground. That's why they're allowed to do that, because they're liberal. Now, expanding on this, Jakari, because I'm wargaming here, the questions, I would go out there and ask people, who do you think's going to, you know, I know who's going to win the Super Bowl. And they'll come over and debate, and I'll say, no, I'll tell you. It's the this is what I want you to do, man on the street. It's the tax-exempt, multi-billion-dollar stadium, some of them $1.5 billion like Jerry Jones's, paid for by a guy worth billions and billions of dollars, and they're tax-exempt, but they'll take old ladies' houses if they don't pay their property taxes, or if you don't pay your Obamacare tax. I want you to get in these people's faces and say shame on you after they say they don't care and they only care about the NFL. I want you to bring that up and say, hey, I know who's going to win the Super Bowl. Do you want to know? It's fixed. And they'll go, it's not fixed. You know, I like the Sea Hags, or, you know, I like the, you know, Evil Donkey, or whatever it is, you know, the two different teams. And then you go, no, I'll tell you who's going to win. It's the fact that they're tax exempt. Do you think they should be tax exempt? Should you pay for their stadiums? And they'll say, well, no, I don't. We'll go, then, chump. You know, realize that's why they're passing Obamacare and open borders and everything, is because we're known as chumps in this country. Jakari, that's what I want you to go ask them, is about the tax exemption. What do you say?
Yeah, we could do that. We're out here. Got plenty of people, so we can get that done.
And you're going to be on the nightly news tonight with more of your filed reports and also live. Jakari Jackson will be with me Sunday to cover. What time is the stupid kickoff? 6 o'clock?
I have to check. They're talking about moving the time because of weather issues, so I don't think we have official time.
Well, we're going to be on 4 to 6 p.m. covering the Idiot Bowl. And I know there's a lot of men out there going, hey, you know, Alex, I like your show, but don't knock my football. The country's going down, and everybody's acting like it's some actual war between these two quarterbacks. It's meant to take your manhood away, folks. Thank you, Jakari.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you concerned about legislation that could take away your guns? If you're looking for the best solution that can comfortably fit in any pocket, TheUltimateKnife.com has that solution. It utilizes the patented Emerson Waved feature that deploys faster than a handgun, and the contoured handle fits your hand perfectly, like a glove. Plus, the unique ring feature allows for lightning-fast one-handed deployment without having to take your eye off the target. If you're looking for the fastest one-handed deployment, deployable defense knife, it's waiting for you at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com. Spend some time checking out all our free training videos to see for yourself why this is truly the most ultimate knife you'll ever own. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. TheUltimateKnife.com.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carrel, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have Joel Skousen joining us in the next hour. And I think we'll open the phones up for Joel as well on your questions on the world economy, on what's happening geopolitically. There is a lot of news on the economy front that we're going to be breaking down in the next hour as well. Huge issues with QE Unlimited being tapered. Huge issues on what's happening with stock markets and energy. It looks like what all the experts were saying, middle of 2014, the economy is going to get really bad. It's already been a depression at many levels. It's such a controlled economy. Certain globalist combines are operating, and people that are around those groups are not in a depression. There's even booms in certain areas. But in the general economies, worldwide, it is not denied that we're seeing a very serious depressionary situation unfold. And it's because special interests are picking winners and losers and shutting down competition. And in many cases now, globalists choose to not even supply a service or a commodity because they've already knocked out their competition through government regulation and combine operations. And so they choose politically as a tool of control, as they've done in the third world, to not allow development or to remove development. And this is the essence of the modern 21st century warfare model that is Cloward and Piven via UNESCO implementation of Agenda 21. And it is the understanding of this and of how the world really works, that once you shift people out of not seeing how things work into the globalist paradigm where they're running things and they're bragging they're running things, people go, you mean I never knew this? And trust in the system is plunging. Trust in the so-called left is gone. The problem is the Republican leadership has circled the wagons with the Democrats to go after a libertarian takeover worldwide of any political party we can to try to put the brakes on bankrupting humanity. We are being conquered via economic takeover. We are being signed on to $1,500 trillion plus, 1.5 quadrillion of globalist derivatives debts. That's USA Today. And 90%+, on average about 91%, 93% depending on the country, of those debts are not actually owed by the country, the corporations, the people. It is literal, toxic, Bernie Madoff. It's not even Bernie Madoff hot air. There's something in hot air. There is nothing there but fraud. And our ignorance fills the sails. You know what? There is something there. Our ignorance is what animates this. People's absolute lack of understanding about basic economics is the only way. Notice there's these articles out today. 84% of doctors in a new major poll, the Herald Tribune, don't know how Obamacare works and say they think it's broken. It's just like the website's broken. Oh, sorry. It would work, but the website doesn't work, and then it never works. And then a bunch of idiots think they sign up, and it turns out none of them signed up. We're talking a few percentage points. And then when they do, it's a bad deal, but they go, well, I got it. So it's like, I got it. I got this brass ring. It's how they build up things. Like you wait in line for 10 hours for a cup of soup, and then it tastes like chalk, but you eat it because you stood in line. It's pure psychological warfare. And people are absolutely getting screwed 7 ways to Sunday by this right now. And I'm just sick of it. I mean, they're kicking sick kids off their health care plans and not letting hospitals give them treatments now all over the country. And there's no apologies from the so-called left because they're not the left. They are craven, disgusting, social engineer criminals. Understand?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.